Shalom and good afternoon. Oh my goodness. What a prayer call this morning. Praise the Lord and welcome. We heard Michigan loud and clear, Virginia, and all of you others. We don't have as many on the noon call. I think it's because people have had to go to work. But we're so thankful that we do have a lot on the noon call. Bless the Lord. We call it the noon call because that's what it is here in the middle of the country. But praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I think I figured out, well, of course, I want to make some announcements. I want to announce that Hannah's meeting, Hearing from Heaven, is going to be out at Prayer Mountain Saturday this week, February 7 at 6 p.m. at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And they do. They hear from heaven. They touch heaven. They pray. It's an amazing, amazing meeting. And then, of course, we will have third Sunday healing. The Lord said, make a place for healing and miracles. It's time. So, glory be to God. That will be on, I guess it's the 16th. I've forgotten what that is. But I should know it down here because Max has a prayer meeting that day. It's Sunday the 15th. Now, here, I think I got it straight. Max, you straighten me out, or Quinn if I get it wrong. But Yeshua's Love Heals is hosting special prayer services, and they're going to cover a four-day period, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday are going to have the same schedule. So Saturday, February 14, Monday, February 16, and Tuesday, February 17, there will be two service times, 1 p.m., that's after lunch, and 6 p.m., 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. There will be a meal served between at 5 p.m. That's going to happen Saturday the 14th, Monday the 16th, and Tuesday the 17th, two service times, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. with a 5 p.m. meal. Sunday, the times are different because it's Sunday and that's their regular meeting date. There will be two services, 10:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. And you can find all about it at Yeshua's Love Heals. That's Y-E-S-U-A-H-S, Love Heals. Yeshua's Love Heals. Bless the Lord. So, Pastor Billy Edgar texted us, Max, and he looked up Kier, and it is a place. It's a place name. Mm-hmm. Do you know that place?
I know that place. That's where my, it's Karak. I've been in Karak a lot. It's an ancient place. They have, they have four churches there. It's in the south, southwest, not too far from the border. I would say about 50 kilometer, maybe 60 kilometer away from Jordan River. So it's east of Jordan River.
In the ancient days, ancient Moab, it was known as Kier, K-I-R, and today it's Kirok. So very
Kirok,
close.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm, correct.
Very
close. Yeah.
And the scripture he gave us about that's going to be very interesting, and it had to do with Kier and the shield. So we'll be looking at that and as we meditate the words. But yes. God gave us an ancient place name.
You know, Jordan, that's why, I believe that's why the Lord, brought us back to Jordan. Got me saved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
you just can't make it up. All the dots are connected.
Yes, they're all connected. They're all connected.
I just want to add to our meeting, Miss Billy, if you don't mind.
Everybody
is invited. All the WWPs. You can join us live if you want. We have people in North Dakota.
I was going to ask you that.
South Dakota. Yeah, we are streaming it, but they are invited. They could be in person, they could be online, on Facebook, YouTube. And later on will be on our website, because we're not like you. We don't go on our website right away. We need we need to get there when the Lord allow us to get there, so we could live stream and be on our website and have it or keep it there. But I just like, we are to make the difference. The Lord wanted us to make the change. He said, you know, the change is here. The change is coming. Look at the prayer call this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to meditate on it to get it. It's going to take us farther than next Wednesday to even get what the Lord just gave us this morning.
I know. I sat down and began to read Ezekiel 38 and 39. I didn't complete it, but it seemed like there's more light coming on it.
Yeah, yeah. And when the Lord spoke to me about Ezekiel 38, 39, the book of Ezekiel, Quinn found out, she read the whole thing, that the whole vision, what the Lord said to me, it's absolutely, you know, Miss Billy, this prayer call is in it, in that audible voice and visions. It's in it. The Lord is telling me exactly. I'm like, what?
Now, what's he's going back to 2019. He's going back to the visions he had in 2016 and 2019, I believe it is.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I sent it to you. I think I sent it to you a long time ago, but I get it. It gets like way under, just like text messaging. Praise
and
God.
And like he said, no, he couldn't have known at that time what God was going to cause to come to pass in the prayer call, in his life. He couldn't have known, but we can see it's fulfilling. It's being fulfilled.
Yes, amen, amen. So if you wanna read that, send us an email to info@yeshualoveheals.com. info@yeshualoveheals.com. I hope I'm giving the right email address. Otherwise, my staff gonna get upset from me. But you know how it goes, Miss Billy.
I know how it goes.
Why did you say that on the call? Why did you say that online? Ah, praise God. Make them work. Make them work. No, they're doing good. They're doing a great job. Yeah.
So praise the Lord.
Oh, and tomorrow we'll be back here. We cancel Wednesday service to do Thursday because I think I need to rest. So we moved it to Thursday. So tomorrow we'll be in the church in downtown at 6:30 p.m.
I'm sure you're going to find that is really a better for you.
It is much better, Miss Billy, since January, since you know, I just felt it and I prayed about it and I changed it. And, you know, it's been really, really nice. After this prayer call, I'll take a nap. I'll go have lunch, go over the word. So I'll be fresh tomorrow night. Quinn and I will be fresh for it.
That's
praise
right.
God. Yeah, we need to rest a little bit. We need to take the Sabbath, which I am guilty in that. I need to do it. I need to take it.
You need to do it.
Shut my phone off.
Can't be guilty on that. I praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, God is good, and we praise him, and we give him glory, and we've got a big praise the Lord. We're getting the elevator put in. Everybody's going to be glad when they come out at Prayer Mountain, and it's winter time, and we're eating upstairs, and they can ride the elevator. So we're thankful to the Lord for that, his great provision that he's given us. You know, here we are, and we're dealing with Israel and Jordan and the Middle East and Ezekiel 8, 38 and 39, but still you have your own life, and you have your day-to-day life, and your living, and your family. And in all of it, we are to be, praise God, radiating. That's the word he gave, radiating Jesus. The Bible says that we shine like stars. The kingdom of darkness sees us shine like stars. And the people in the earth, your neighbors, my neighbors, oh, Jesus, help us in this. They're to see us radiating Jesus, radiating his joy and peace, and radiating his power. And no more time to waste, no time for distractions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus be praised. Thank you, Father. Do you have anything else you want to say before we pray, dear brother?
No. Praise the Lord. Just, that's it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I just kind of want to pray for the families and the prayers. Heavenly Father, we went this morning in our prayer of authority for our nation, for our president. But we also, I want to lift up this army of God we've got here, this company. I know, dear Heavenly Father, that they're really special people, really special people that would meet and love meeting. When I go out, they just love meeting with you. They tell me that Wednesday has to be for you. And so, Father, I want to ask for a blessing upon their bodies. I know that armor on earth, the armor includes, of course, all those things of a Roman soldier. But, Lord, our spirits wear the armor of a body. We walk around in bodies. But those are temples of God, and they're holy. But they're natural. They're made of dust. And I want to ask you for this prayer army, everybody in the sound of my voice, I'm going to ask you, Lord, to help them receive a larger portion of your strength, your healing, your, I want to say this, ability to last a long time, long life, and able to walk long hours. Bless the Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I just praise you and give you glory and adoration, as do everyone on this call. Lord, I'm telling you, it's funny, I just talked to the Lord. You know, I learned that from Brother Hagin, just to talk to the Lord. But we're so needful. We're so needful of insight. And so piqued, our interest is so piqued. And we would ask you for more. We would ask you for more. More insight. More insight into what you told us this morning, what we prayed about this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help us to interpret the scriptures correctly. Enlighten our eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we've got to have a big end time outpouring. We have to have the outpourings of the rains that you promised in your word. We have to have the outpourings of revivals, and we must have awakenings. Awakenings to God, Lord, that surpass the great awakening out of which America was born. I know we haven't cried out enough. I know we haven't. I read about those people and how they cried out at the time of Azusa Street. And you've spoken to us about how they cried out in Egypt. And you answered with Moses. Help us, Lord, to. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we do cry out to you. And help us and show us exactly what we need to do, our part, Lord, in Jesus' name. As we pray, how do we pray better? How do we, you show us, you're the teacher, you're the Holy Spirit, you guide us. You guide us. You told us not to just sit on the rapture rug and just wait until everything falls on us. We know that's not the way to do it. And so we trust you for individual guidance and help. In our mortal bodies, Lord, help us in Jesus' name. We know you will. We know you will. And help us to pray now, Father. I know that the corporate prayer of this group is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The strongholds that would try to get there in Minneapolis, the strongholds that would like to set up in our major cities. You have said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Help us in that, Lord. Help us in that, we pray, in Jesus' holy name. Emanakwa ashoto de kamba. Brivanjono no nombi. Isa manokoparata. Isa fanga. Isa, manyo no kohoka. Bidi banyo. Basko dinjen doko pa imenwa koshotila. Gavidando kambali aria nokra gandini ka. Ejetefi kango. Ejetefi anye izu balatiaya. Kanierto mange. Kavidanyo makora mankombra kafi. Agoje nekaria manungile ka. Balidondo frangierto. Balidondo kangri. Balidonto frangiersko dangerno magi maledonia mani. Aka frande hishako. Akoma kali. Gango balatiaia nakwanya naki. Barogongre viska dangerno no qua. Sangangiano cobre kaliandolo qua. Immerto frangiasca. E merto cambrevre cascionde le cacca. Metognene qua. Oh, la cabbenene qua, le di bascio, tero baglierto cangrenene qua. E se hita. Cacchi le diandolo govre cai. E nino qua baladion delle cose di caia sporambiliti e ballo ciuagnini qua. Parsche d'angetato. A chi la candiena cohoro cobra, freca de goongeni qua alla chi? Certo, Sanche. Mancio no codi acta. The door. Oh, manakita, fangolo godoshka. Ma se ve la hetita la gofrale congre che aggiunge, e se ne matua a jaccoria pare congre cadavra cattinio no qua. Vesce tutto tu lo goshaka. Vesce te calai. Cafreca de gohoshanche. The door. Mekai. Franz Janoka da cabagna in corco deli cobravra cangenie. E ci nino nombre che fra calacoria maturia, ma la cura cale cabbenie. E ci ne corro sopra e frange le cobraca le caiano corco ba. E te hitagnano corla che deli corato la frette. E se ne caiano coco la cita ca aianna. Natie gradulu gojuanaka blebro dojuati de gongara gadavre sine no nombre kalakaya no kombe gambra dile le nombre kafra kole kangara gadenye ni kora gadale kombratia. Tele ti hede ka. Sarako karakangara da danya ne koroko dende di goto skwatenye ne koroko dole kumbra. Ike le ka hafra menyo na kora o selako tiangde di goto ska. Ile kohra kapitio na koroko tiette di ka. Avidoshwa. Congora cadivra calità ti annonce di godosca. Oh, Father, you're so good. Mi quefro denio no qua, bidi li d'ombre vitasco. Criva ti un'ongore cadele cobre che per accoglia pai. E giotto no gombele pai un'ongore cobre di li cumbra e li togne mi qua li d'annonce di godosca da mi cagna ni cuca. Oh, Father. I worship you. Mihi sakto noga, manguro gavetio no koshka. Melidanyo. Ibraha, manjo no kora, mangolo gabra. Belituro kobre, vrachando rogodosha kabre kategatanche.
Hvala Duhu Fredili kumbri kada go dabra kada go oče. Eše ne makoro kole kavra kada konje ne kohala ka benjo. Aki le konga a leda da go ora ka venjo ne kaško dobra kangara kada je ne ne go doška. Le to rakata. E ne kwa mancho na ko ora kakai e ya na ko hola kaka. Kobra ka dinyo no kohra ka dabre ka da ka tanje da godosh ka tanje. Kora ka do ejek dyanda da godo ojan kora ka liak da da gonjen dya da godosh ka. Father God, in Jesus' name, in the name above every name, your name, your name, your name, Holy Father, Holy Father, gobra tinyo no kobra. Shecha da godosh ka da godosh ka. Bele duho shuatevre katonje de gotoshka. Time and time again, oh Lord God, bakote fai batiundo lo kobro. Deshe de godobri kore kondiande. Kalibraho turiante de gotoshka. Bele tonya me kwaia talo kovre, jani kore kondim. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. Pedigoujwa, manstio tev, laka tanja, laka doshka tabreta, laka tanja. Isit gohor kumre hiti kafraka tanja, laka doshka tabreta, laka tanja. Kavika do kohole kabrakja no nombre kdika frangia de godoshka. O Father, si brato no querio. Shebra kaya no kombri kdika dahe la kapre. Mangoro godov. Mitolo koho pakia no te ambangia no godoshka da mika de ganganga. Ili hitie eme na kwa vraka le konjero no noje le kavra. Me tolo ko vraka na kodoho shakamre ke le gada vra brakatiano. Osi bratash ke nevre. Oski ta vrakatinyo no ko ili ba san shanyo no ko vrakje. Bliberata, 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 kokokalandie. Manyo no querio no kola halita, braka la kongra kadia tora kafa. Ishanye di kwata da bidio na vida, koratia vasheto la vi. La vi, la vi, la vi. Non Tiero to braca fitto, con gli hijanto, breca tacadar, cancara cadiange. Fitto to gosha. Cavica de cole cabraca tangio rogodosca. E se le coro catigno na coro catagno. Kivele to rashetanyo. Oh, shatavaka. Gyaale kandiyano no ko, breka de kongalyan doro godoshka da breka de gadavra. Ivelihi shito, chanakoro koto, malakara kakaya. Ireka manch tononia. Separate, it is separate. Gashonero to vagi, gashonero to vaginako, anyetera vonga, ridat do nie ena. Uno inika alala o shebre. Grande avocero codilicam bracia no gero toco fracam bracia. E caco langiero numo curaga delicam bra ali congoro devre bidishua. Ascionini quaro coria, magnene cora, magnene cora, magnene cora. Ali dobre e li conga alle cavregne ne coroco bravra da scendia ne coroco dolo coca di andondia ne codobri che ne canganga. I sete de coroco tiandro go scettiandro go dolo cafratie e che li cotambre che de congerto no cobrectia da copepro. I sato lo cohorcanghe. O Father, bibro devra mango le givra basho deli cubra vacenie, sua toma nakiti hidagange, cabele monorto dorogo bangiano corocodian deli cuisetata. My Savior, oh, la cabre d'agna in equabile, donna, me codogo belle da d'agna. Histiano, coca, cali delle bagno, no coro a calita lai. E magno na bella ti, e to maria neroni. Ah. Isha. Ora, Marco, vendi di cobra. Bastiondo lo coro vedi cobra, cabra cadigno, no coro con le cabrele, marotogne, ne coro con tali, tanto, i sceni e baci la bagne, Arianto la vila rane. Oh, la vita. Creve le combre che le casca. Seme ne quero. Mida la pagna. Che me ne calai. Come in a kahalaila. Ishi nama kora kandanya ni kora kode ishi sheti ana kora katya. Veletura mia mangoro godohi shangdo na kora kore kalye teli kongoro tai. E veletua masuta fenge ilikanga a kobre. My God and King. Gevro de della cobra alla cangaranie nel nombre viltasca d'obrica de candiastoro cotombre. Clasca d'engete. Masote fratiastoro compè. Mancio tofera. Chiantolo chia. E jete, vaya, e jete, vaya. O sabratinho, cavila tota, tacapacunca. E shato lo cora catenia. My God, o sapita gnoto, ma colo convegno no qua, va la tacianda la copratie. Cavilatora. Che ve le dobravra cangerno non d'ombre, e ca colo cobrafra candiando lo cobrate ne condolge. E se de cobrevre dagnondo rogovracchia na coro codagna ne coro cotebre, Palitonia, Balitonia, 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 Balitonia. Cafrica donia in ma qua, ma toro cobe, belitania. Cravidania co, la manani, ma la cacca la cabre, bratto scedie. Asciano cobra, fracagne, ne coro cobabili tanto. Marco de brete e giunto lo cofre cadinio no toble tania no coble tania blatto. Holy, 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 holy. Great and mighty and holy and wondrous art thou. Great and mighty and holy and wondrous art thou. We worship you and praise you, Lord, and thank you and give you glory. And once more, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for condescending, Lord, to use mankind, condescending to live in a body and save us from our sins, and condescending to indwell the body of Christ, Holy One of Israel. We're just humble, Lord, to think about it, to think about you meet with us, you use us to pray, and then you're so kind and wondrous to give us the interpretation. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, we can say thank you enough.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's get to the Lord's business. Thank you, Lord. First statement. I have planned for you. I have planned for you. And I chose you. And I chose you. Before the foundation. Before the foundation. Created in me. Before the foundation, created in me. You're Christ, Jesus. For all the good work, for all the good work I have for you, I care for you. I care for you. Okay, I'll read it again.
I have a question. Is the word plan, does it have an S on the end of it or not?
There's an S. I have plans.
Okay, thank you.
I have plans for you. And I chose you before the foundation. I chose you before the foundation, created in me. Yeah, created in me. You're Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. For all the good work I have for you, I care for you. All right. Second Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Second Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 94, 14. I know Psalm 94 very well. Psalm 94:14, but he gave us verse 14. Okay. 2 Peter 1:3-4, Psalm 94:14. Next statement. I am looking forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am looking forward to spending eternity with you. To spending eternity with you, church. Spending eternity with you, church. You are my fountain. There we go. You are my fountain of water. You are my fountain of water. I will come again. I will come again to receive you all. Yeah, I will come again to receive you all. That's the end of the statement. I'll read it again. I am looking forward to spending eternity with you, church. Spending eternity with you, church. You are my fountain of water. I will come again to receive you all. Okay. Revelation, the book of Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. 1 Peter 2, 9. 1 Peter 2, 9. Revelation 21, 3 and 4. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Statement. Read like this. Pray for the will I have for you. Pray for the will I have for you and each one of you and each one of you individually hear my thoughts when you pray. Hear my thoughts when you pray with my prophet and friend. Hear my thoughts when you pray with my prophets and with my prophet and friend. My own words shows what an eminence. What an eminence care.
Spell it.
AnimmenSe.
Immense.
Immense.
It means so huge.
So it's two words here. Immense.
And okay. Immense. Uh-huh.
And immense. Okay.
It means and huge.
Huge. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll put this note here. Huge. It's funny, my note, I bought it in Arabic. Still, I could read it in English. An immense care I have for you. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'll read it again from the beginning. Pray for the will I have for you and each one of you individually. Hear my thoughts when you pray with my prophet and friend. My own words shows what an immense care I have for you. Okay. Scriptures, Psalm 139:16-17. Psalm 139:16-17. 1:6, 1:7. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Matthew 10:29-31. Matthew 10:29-31. 3:1. Okay. Moving along. You will overcome the danger of envy.
Jealousy.
Oh. Envy. Okay. You will overcome the danger of envy. The work of the flesh. Okay. The work of the flesh. This is underlined. Okay. Sorry about that. The work of the flesh, you need to, after that is underlined, completely get rid of it. Completely get rid of it. Church in love. So the underlying part is completely get rid of it. Church in love. The whole statement is again like this from the beginning. You will overcome the danger of envy, the work of the flesh. You need to, underlined, completely get rid of it, church and love. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Romans 13:13-14. Romans 13:13-14. Galatians, starts with a G. 5:26. Galatians 5:26. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Statement. Oh, this is a very long statement. The strength you need. The battle. The strength you need. The battle may seem hard. The strength you need, the battle may seem hard. You can be overwhelmed. You can be overwhelmed by temptation. You can be overwhelmed by temptation. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am your great example. I am your great example. A man whom you can follow. A man whom you can follow. Remember my words to you. A man whom you can follow. Remember my words to you. Together. Together with prayer. together with prayer, use them. Yeah, use them for you. Use them for you. For Trump, Israel. For Trump, Israel. Arab nations, with an S. Arab nations. Europe. Europe. This is the time of need. Okay. I'll read it again. It's a long statement, as you all know. The strength you need. The strength you need. The battle may seem hard. The battle may seem hard. You can be overwhelmed. You can be overwhelmed by temptation. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am your great example, a man whom you can follow. Remember my words to you. Remember my words to you together with prayer. Use them. For you, for Trump, Israel, Arab nations, Europe, this is the time of need. Okay. Let's see here. Then the Lord gave us Hebrews 4. 15 and 16, 1:5, 1:6. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. Galatians with a G, 5, 16 and 17. Yeah, 5, sorry, I looked up to see which Galatians he gave us before. 16 and 17. Romans 8, 26. Romans 8, 26. Okay. Next statement. Use the sword of God's words. With an S. Use the sword of God's words. And obedience to the Spirit. And obedience to the Spirit. You will overcome. You will overcome. And I can create. And I can create new things. And I can create new things in you. I can create new things in you. Then you, again, so you get up in you, and then you become loving, generous, rejoicing with those who rejoice, and generous with full of blessing. Okay, that's a statement. I'll read it again. Use the sword of God's words in obedience to the Spirit. You will overcome. To the Spirit, you will overcome. And I can create new things in you. And I can create new things in you. you become loving, generous, rejoicing with those who rejoice, and generous, full of blessing. Okay, that is the statement. A lot of Galatians today. The Lord is testing me with this book. Start with a G. Galatians 5, 22 through 25. 5, 22 to 25. James 3, verses 17 and 18. James 3, chapter 3, verses 17, 1, 7, and 18, 1, 8. Okay, next statement. Read like this. Who has ever thought, thought, F-O-U-G-H-T, who has ever fought against God, and come away from that battle? Okay, Lord. Come away from that battle. I gotta spell this word here, Ms. Lou.
Mm-hmm.
After battle. UNSCATHED.
Unscathed. Unscathed. It means
unscathed,
without being affected, without being defeated.
Oh.
Unscathed.
Okay, so you pronounce the TH like unscathed?
Mm-hmm. Unscathed.
Okay. Just to read it right. Unscathed. Okay. Away from that battle, unscathed, when I am with you. When I am with you. Then there is no one who can be against you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Then there is no one who can be against you. And then, again, who can be against you? Okay, I'll read it again from the beginning. Who has ever fought against God?
Who has ever fought?
I'm sorry, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I skipped ever. Who has ever fought against God and come away from that battle? Unscathed when I am with you. Then there is no one. There is no one who can be against you. Who can be against you?
Here's the way it should read.
Okay.
Who has ever fought against God and come away from that battle unscathed? Period.
Okay.
When I am with you, then there is no one who can be against you. Who can be against you?
There you have it. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Okay. Romans 8, 31. Romans 8, 31, 31. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 6, 12. 1 Timothy 6, 12. Yeah. Those two scriptures here. Romans 8:31, 1 Timothy 6:12. Statement. Yeah, two statements and scriptures. Almost done here. There is work. Yeah, there is work. God calls all of you to do, and it's laid out for you. There is work. God calls all of you to do, and it's laid out for you in my words, with an S, in my words. I make it clear again and again that you are to love others. Okay. I'll read it again. There is work God calls all of you to do, and it's laid out for you in my words. I make it clear again and again that you are to love others. Hallelujah. That's a statement. Last statement. I've given a couple of scriptures, I believe. And live your lives in such a way that you point to the power of the gospel. And live your lives in such a way that you point to the power of the gospel. Those commands are a great place to start. Yeah, that's the statement. And live your lives in such a way that you point to the power of the gospel. Those commands are a great place to start. Praise the Lord. Okay, then he gave us chapter 1, verses 17. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The morning was so prophetic and informative, and this afternoon, I think, is different.
Yeah.
It's more encouraging and individual.
That is right. That's what I sense, too.
Mm-hmm. I have plans for you, and I chose you before the foundation, created in me your Christ Jesus, for all the good work I have for you. I care for you. 2 Peter 1:3.
And 4.
1, 3, and 4, sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. Psalm 94:14.
You know, I like to always think about it. When we pray that prayer in Ephesians, God of our Lord, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our heart be enlightened that we might know what is the hope to which we are called. We are called to glory. And this is one of the scriptures. There's many. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But look here, it says, through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory. So we're called to manifest the very glory of God. Psalm 94:14. The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. I am looking forward to spending eternity with you, church. You are my fountain of water. I will come again to receive you all. Revelation 21:3-4. And I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Bring
the Lord.
On.
Praise the Lord. Wow, Miss Villa, I believe that they're connected. They're connected, I believe, the morning and the noon. I'm sure you know that too, but
oh,
my
yeah,
goodness.
They are. They are connected.
Oh, my goodness.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And when that says a peculiar people, it means a purchased people, his own possession. Here it is in the Amplified. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, Muhammad, when he called
yes.
you by your name, he was calling you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes, amen. My goodness, when you said Muhammad, my name, by the way, you know how to say it right, Muhammad, not Muhammad, two N's as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, right away, like, you know, this is my name.
Mm-hmm. But you were being called out of darkness into light.
Yes, amen. Oh, my goodness, what a light he showed me and
mm-hmm.
gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, thank you. He saved me.
Of course.
I didn't know. He saved me.
Yes. He did. He called you. He chose you.
Yeah.
Before the foundation.
Before the foundation. That is right. That is right.
Pray for the will I have for you and each one of you individually. Hear my thoughts when you pray with my prophet and friend. My own words shows what an immense care I have for you. Psalm 139:16-17. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
Hmm.
I love this scripture. I just love it. I'm going to read it now in the Amplified. your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written, before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. How precious and weighty also are your thoughts to me, O God, how vast is the sum of them. They are immense. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for peace and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope.
Thank you.
Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Bless the Lord. You will overcome the danger of envy, the work of the flesh. You need to, and then underlined, completely get rid of it, church, in love. Folks, envy is so dangerous, and especially spiritual envy. That's like if you got a church down the road and they got more people than you and you're a pastor, you're envious of them. You're envious, you're jealous of other people and their blessings. That's terrible. And it's danger. He called it a danger. So if you sniff out any envy in your life, and the devil will try to tempt you with it, you've got to get rid of it. And the only way you can get rid of it is in love. Just read the love chapter over and over and call up that love out of your spirit. And that's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, especially in the Amplified. So that love in your spirit, which the Holy Ghost has shed abroad, can rise up and overcome your flesh where envy resides and tries to get in.
Wow.
Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Now, he uses envy in the King James. All the other translations use jealousy. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:26. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
Again.
It's very, very dangerous. The strength that you need, the battle may seem hard. You can be overwhelmed by temptation. You are not alone. I am your great example, a man whom you can follow. Remember my words to you together with prayer. Use them for you, for Trump, Israel, Arab nations, Europe. This is the time of need. I noticed something in those nations. The Bible says that the Antichrist excuse me, when it talks about the four horsemen, and the first one is the Antichrist on the white horse, and then it goes down to the four, it says they will be given power over 1/4 of the earth. You notice that not the whole earth is mentioned here? But what is mentioned is the prophetic earth. The prophetic earth is the ancient world of the empires, the ones that Daniel chapter 2, that Nebuchadnezzar saw. And it includes all the empires. It includes the Babylonian Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Persian Empire, and the Roman Empire. The places of these empires are the Arab nations, Europe, and Israel. So, I don't know all I know about that, but I do know that great activity takes place in those, great prophetic activity takes place in these nations.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 4. 15 and 16. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's what he told us. He's a man we can follow. He was touched. He was tempted with everything like we are. He lived in human bodies so that he could experience that. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. And how did he overcome it? He talked back to the devil. I mean, you know, we see how he overcame temptation. He said it is written. All right, here we go. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. But I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you would. Now, people, most translations capitalize Spirit here. It should not probably be capitalized. Even the Amplified will put into brackets the Holy Spirit. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit here. It's talking about your spirit, where love dwells. Walk in the Spirit. That means your spirit dominating you so that you don't fulfill the flesh. Your spirit is the man on the inside. You walk with him dominating you where love dwells. You walk with your spirit dominating you, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh, your flesh, lusts against the spirit, your spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you would. So that goes right along with what he's already told us. You love needs to dominate you. Hallelujah. And then envy, your flesh, envy is of the flesh, but love is in your spirit. And if you walk in love and let your spirit dominate, then you'll not have trouble with envy. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Those are like three different parts of you, three different men, you might say. Whichever one you feed the most is going to dominate you. If you feed your spirit, it'll dominate you. If you feed your intellect, it'll dominate you. And if you let your flesh, it'll dominate you. So envy's of your flesh. And if you're envying, then it's dangerous, and it means flesh is dominating you. So what do you do? You go to the love chapter, you read the love chapter over and over, and you feed your spirit so that it dominates your flesh. Your flesh is not fighting the Holy Spirit.
Your flesh is fighting your spirit. Can you see that?
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mr. Lee. I just love the teaching that you do as you go along with the prayer call. Praise God.
You know,
make a lot of
we
sense.
Have the funniest little story in our family. We have Isaac. And when Isaac was a little boy, he was so precocious and so funny. And a lot of you knew Isaac, and when he was little like that. And he was in the back seat of the car, and Shelley and I were in the front, and we had all been at home with all the kids there for Christmas. And Cody's children were there. They were all little. And I had a little toy, a little push toy, that when you pushed it, like a little baby just learning to walk, it would pop up and down, like popcorn, make noise. Well, the kids have gotten into a fight over that. Well, Isaac was the oldest. He's only about five, but he was the oldest. And so we're in the car after that, and he's in the back seat, and he's saying, "My spirit knew not to do that, but my flesh wanted to do that.
Wow.
My flesh wanted that little toy, and my spirit knew it, but my flesh, I'm going to have to feed my spirit more."
Wow.
And we just laughed, but it is a special, really good example of your spirit and your flesh.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
praise
and so
Lord
that's
for
Isaac. The battle.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the battle between your flesh and the Holy Spirit. It's that should not be capitalized. That's your spirit. Okay.
Okay.
Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities or weakness. And here's what our weakness is. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. That tells us, pray in the Holy Ghost. Use the sound of God's words in obedience to the Spirit. You will overcome, and I can create new things in you. You become loving, generous, rejoicing with those who rejoice, and generous, full of blessing. Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, we also walk by the Spirit. James 3:17-18. But the wisdom which is from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Here in James, we didn't read that part, but it talks about wisdom that's from below. It's carnal. It's not good. But wisdom from above, the wisdom God gives you, is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. So anything God's putting into you, it has to meet these criteria.
Amen.
All right, now here is another statement. Who has ever fought against God and come away from that battle unscathed? Of course, the answer is no one. He beats them all up.
Amen.
They've been scathed. I am with you. Then there is no one who can be against you. Oh, excuse me. It's when I am with you. Then there is no one who can be against you. Who can be against you? Romans 8:31.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Woo! Don't you love that scripture?
Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
1 Timothy 6:12. And this one tells you, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold on eternal life to which you were called. And you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Brother Hagin used to say, we don't have to fight. He already fight. What we have to fight, there's one fight, the fight of faith. So we fight the fight of faith. Bless the Lord. Enforcing the victory he's already won.
Yeah, who can be against you? Fight.
Mm-hmm. Who can be against us?
Yeah.
There is work God calls all of you to do, and it's laid out for you in my words. I makes it clear again and again that you are to love others.
Wow.
And live your lives in such a way that you point to the power of the gospel. Those commands are a great place to start. Isaiah 1:17. Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause.
Okay.
Proverbs 31:8. These are very practical. This afternoon is very practical. Proverbs 31:8-9. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy. Trust in me. To me, the morning was about, it's kind of like the book of Ephesians. The first three chapters are heavenly, heavenly, heavenly revelation of great and mighty things. And then the last chapters are, how do you walk it? So to me, this morning is all about eschatology, end times, things that are happening, information. And then to me, the afternoon is, how do you walk it?
Yeah.
How do you live? How do you walk? What do you do?
Get the afternoon to survive the morning.
That's right. That's right. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to put it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, what a glorious day. Going to take some meditation.
It does. It does.
And I'm going to be watching to see what's happening over there, because it's going to go God's way. That's for sure. He made us know in the morning. He is working. Why did he start out? I am moving nations, leaders, and events according to my good purpose. Every detail and insight God determined essential for you to know, I provided through my prophets. Those are the Old Testament prophets. And these insights become signposts, indicators of where you are, church, on the road to my return. So, praise the Lord. Here we go. Well, I love you guys, and so I guess we'll say good afternoon, and shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.